Item number one is a zoning agreement amendment for the property located at the north side of Pandora Avenue, east of Redonda Street, west of Ravenhurst Street, under file ZAA 5 of 2010.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, we do have one, person registered in support.
So, okay, I'd like to call the applicant forward, Eric Vogan. Again, state your name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. My name's Eric Vogan, number one, Dr. David Prison Drive.
Very good. Go ahead.
We have received the report supporting the proposed amendment. I'd like to ask that it be revised to provide for the elimination of Clause 5B in its entirety. I have from John Winthrop and from Roy Hartman emails confirming that that is indeed the administration's intent as well. The report speaks of special yards, and both the administration and ourselves were comfortable that the standard zoning was available.
Okay, so sorry, I
any
wasn't following. So you have Clause 5B deleted in its entirety?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, and the rationale is again?
It's unnecessary due to the noise attenuation difference.
Okay, so that why we're here today, though, is to do this?
To delete that rear yard requirement. The
right.
administrative recommendation
right. That's what I'm saying. It's been deleted.
Does not speak to what was agreed. It's not consistent with the zoning sign.
Oh, I see. Just as to be deleted.
There was a miscommunication between us and the applicant. We thought they wanted these new dimensional standards in there, but they don't. So our report was trying to reflect what we thought was the desired wish from the applicant. But they've confirmed, and we agree that that's not required, that the dimensional standards of the zoning bylaw are sufficient for these properties based on a sound attenuation study that AECOM had done as part of the package.
What is the standard?
The standard lot width is, I think, 25 feet.
Standard rear yard is 25 feet.
25 feet. And that's based on the fact it's 70 kilometers on Pandora there?
They looked at the AECOM traffic report, looked at traffic volumes going up to, I think, 2030, as well as the number of cars and the speeds and the truck traffic and it being a truck route, et cetera, and recognize that the decibel levels are not even up to the levels that require any kind of sound attenuation, even at the full volumes in 2030.
So this would give you a minimum setback, a yard setback at 25 feet instead
standard
of
the, setback,
which
yes.
is instead of the 35, which is a, how many more lots would that create for Novamet in the development?
We haven't designed that detail.
But it would create more lots?
Yes.
It will create more lots north of there, I'm assuming. It would just have a ripple effect type of thing.
Yeah, sort of shuffle everything up.
Shuffle everything, right. Okay. Okay. Any other questions?
I've got no questions here.
Sorry, what's your question? All right. No, I don't have any of this, so I'll see if there's other delegations.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Vogan.
Thank you.
You'll have an opportunity to come back
unless
after.
Unless you have anything else to add.
We don't have anybody registered in. Sorry, is anybody else who wants to speak in favor of the application? Anybody else in favor? There's nobody registered in opposition. Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? In opposition? Okay. Requesting information, we have Len and Pat Chapko. Len and Pat Chapko, do you wish to ask to come to the microphone to speak? Or? Nope. Okay, you're registered in for information. Randy Single. Randy Single, do you wish to speak? Registered for information. Ron Bodner.
I
the wrong one?
I don't have the agenda yet.
This is the wrong file? Okay. This is north side of Pandora Avenue, east of Redonda Street, west of Ravenhurst. This is a zoning agreement amendment. So this is the file. This is the wrong file then?
I live on Pandora. So
oh, you're here for information then? We'll file you for information then. Very, very good. Anybody else that wishes to register for information? For information, here none. Just to call Mr. Vogan back up.
Sure.
Mr. Vogan, if you'd return to the microphone, please.
So this will still provide the space. The public right-of-way is still what, when you have your lot and the setback from that, that is just simply from the house to the back of the property, the private
That's
property
right,
line,
yeah, there's
correct?
Still a substantial public right-of-way.
What is the public right-of-way there, Eric? Do you know? Or does
My recollection is more of 60 to 70 feet, so as opposed to the standard of 25.
So it's quite a wide right-of-way.
Yeah,
so
there's room for a pathway.
And so there's room for the pathway there. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's just what I wanted to make sure of. Okay. I don't have any other
questions.
Thank you, Mr. Vogel.
Okay, thank you. Sorry you had your opportunity, unfortunately. All right.